We were patrolling down Hellman River in Lash, and his vehicle got stuck, but the tyres on a Mastiff are really big, really big tyres. Like, they weigh like £200 a tyre, and I'd say they were 3 foot, and they just sank, totally sank to the armour on the vehicle. So we were like, there's no way we can, how are we going to get out of this? So the boss reversed back to tie on a towing rope to me and drag me out, which initially we thought, yeah, we can do. As he started reversing back, he sank. So I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do here? We're in the middle of a village. We're surrounded by loads of locals, and locals love to know what's going off. So as soon as we got stuck, there must have been 200 locals just like stood there watching. So we started digging. I says, lads, we're going to have to dig. I got on radio, told them that we needed recovering. We needed to get out of there. Their response were, we can't get to you for 10 hours. So we were digging. And as we were digging, the ground was just getting wetter and wetter. And I thought, oh no. But we can't just sit there, seem to be doing nothing about it. You've got to try. So 16 hours later, recovery truck comes to pull in. Recovery truck sinks. So you're now thinking, it's like a circus show. Luckily, the recovery truck could self-recover. It's designed to pull itself out, so that managed to self-recover. So he then had to look at other options. Whilst they were doing that, they sent a call sign out to come and resupply us with water and food. We told him which way to come in. As he come in, he sank. So then we were just out, and it ended up being like a normal 2-hour patrol ended up being a 4-day job.